Hello, friends. Welcome to Ghost to Show You, Bonus Ghost. I'm Emily, and on this episode, me and Lillian talk to our friend Kareem Rama about his experiences seeing ghosts, being possessed, and conjuring a djinn. Please enjoy. OCD like me?
No.
That's not actually OCD. Yeah, it's just annoying to your friends and family.
You're just an annoying personality. Do you have that?
Yeah, I don't like when people click things.
Click?
Oh, pens.
Like if I'm sitting in a car and someone's clicking a pen, I will put the pen in their neck.
Yeah.
Wow.
Extreme.
That is extreme.
I like it. Now we know who we're dealing with.
Okay.
Not to be confused just a little, with extremists. Oh, I did it again. Oh, sorry.
No, I did it. I did it.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome. To one of our interview portions.
Yeah, this is a bonus ghost episode.
Yep. You know it. You love it. We're giving it to you again.
Yeah.
I'm Lillian.
I'm Emily. And we are here with our friend Kareem Rama.
Hello, I'm Kareem.
Hi.
Hi, Kareem.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure to see you both.
Mm-hmm. It's such a pleasure to see you.
Yes.
We've seen a couple bad movies together, and now here we are.
Reunited.
Reunited, talking about ghosts.
One of my favorite subjects.
Yeah, I know. And your wife encouraged me to bring you on, and she said that she thinks that you might be a medium or something.
She didn't believe me.
Right.
Until
something happened.
Until, you know, I was able to show her. Unintentionally.
Should we jump right in and you tell us about that?
We can start there. I mean, what do you guys want to start with? We can start with the most recent.
Well, I don't know anything about you.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
ASL. Okay, ASL.
Okay. Yeah.
33.
Okay.
Sex.
Sex, medium.
I thought for a second you said, like, English as a second language. I was like, okay, cool, but ASL is completely different.
Yeah, ASL,
okay,
yeah. I'm not
American Sign Language. Okay.
I was ESL.
Sure.
Until I became English as my first language. But, yeah, 33, male, living in Brooklyn, New York.
Looking, is this just your Hinge profile?
Looking for mostly friendship.
Yeah.
You know, I'm married, so I just want someone to kind of hang out with when my wife is busy. I've always seen the little things that occur that were figments of my imagination until other people started seeing them. And then it was confirmed that those other people were seeing what I was seeing, which are definitely ghosts.
Whoa.
Or spirits, or the thing that I specifically have conjured into my house is called a djinn.
Mm-hmm.
And a djinn is this thing in Muslim religion, Islamic religion, which is not a ghost, it's not a spirit, it's another being that's made out of fireless smoke. So humans are made from clay, angels are made from like angel dust.
Uh-huh, sure.
And djinn are made from fireless smoke. And they exist in the same world that we exist in, but in another realm. And they can see us, but we can't see them. So ever since I was a kid, I was fascinated by djinn. And here's a fun fact. Genie from Aladdin is in fact a djinn.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, they can see us. They're not allowed to communicate with us. It's like there's good djinn and there's bad djinn. And the only ones that cross over are the bad ones.
It's like the Sadie Hawkins Day dance of magic, right? It's like the women have to ask the men.
Right.
But I'm also bad because it's only the bad people that try to cross over. Like that's in the book.
What do you mean try to cross over?
To communicate with the djinn or
yeah,
the bad
it's like
people.
It's like you're supposed, they're just supposed to exist in their world. I'm supposed to exist in my world. Mm-hmm. But anyone who communicates with them on either side is bad. Both sides.
God. You know, bad.
Is bad.
In the eyes of...
God.
God.
And so, you know, for a long time, and like in Egypt, which is where I was born, there's this tradition similar to here of like tarot readers and psychics and like fixers. These people are all considered bad in the Middle East because they do these tricks through the use of djinn.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like, I really want someone to fall in love with me, you would go visit this like the equivalent of a psychic,
mm-hmm.
and the psychic would make it happen. But they don't make it happen through this world. They'd speak to Jin, and then a Jin would like arrange for the love to occur.
Gotcha.
By putting a person in the right place at the wrong time, or doing something bad, so like breaking a lamp in your house, so you have to go to the hardware store where I'm waiting.
Yeah.
To be like, hey,
right.
Do you need me to help you get a new bulb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And then you would fall right. as well.
Yeah, so obviously.
My grandmother and my mom are both adamant believers that that you should definitely not do this because it always ends in death or possession or both.
That always?
Always.
Then why did you do it?
The force, you know? The force is so strong within me. So I didn't do it seriously until like probably a year ago, where I was speaking with this woman who I'd never really met before. And I was like, you know, can I tell you something weird? I was like, I see ghosts all the time. And she was like, oh, me too. Like, that's, you just have to like not be afraid. Like, just accept it. You're just like a medium. And it just means that you're open to it. And I was like, well, how do I do it more? Because like, I really can't see that. Like, I kind of see them, but it's not super for sure. And she was like, you just have to be really open to it and like willing and just like open your mind up and just like pretty much like say like, show yourselves little demons.
Call them little demons.
Yes. Little demons. And I'm like looking around right now in this room, just like making sure there's nothing going on.
Do you see anything?
I don't see anything.
Okay, cool.
I'm not like that. I'm not like able to like do it whenever I want.
Conjure.
Sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just saying like nothing happens to have, you didn't see a little demon just run by and be like, it's so
no.
funny this I bring it up now because.
Feels no. demon free.
I think it feels demon free too. We did smudge it when we first came in, which I don't know if that even works.
What's
but
smudging?
Smudging is when you take dried sage and you light it on fire and you like smoke the whole thing out, which our friend Jillian told us that actually does not work.
Yeah, I would assume that it would attract demons.
Actually, that's what she said too.
Smells
not,
good.
Not demons,
it
but
like
good.
Spirits. Yeah, spirits like, love a good smell.
They love a good smell.
Nice candle.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Scented candle.
Yeah, like, oh, like why wouldn't they like sage?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it holds some properties.
It's like a ceremonial,
supposedly.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not bad like garlic. Like if you put onions all over your house, then I would assume that that would get rid of ghosts.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because onions smell like shit.
Right.
That's what I'm going to start doing.
Italian ghosts would be like, Mamma mia, like, that's I'm coming in, you know?
I'm a come in.
It's my favorite impression that you've ever done. Italian ghost. Sorry.
That's probably what they sound
the
like.
The most passionate of all ghosts.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So so this woman was like, just do it. If you're serious about it, do it. And I was like, okay. So I like went on my computer.
Wait, who is this woman?
She's just a woman
like
that
a
I met
rabble
once. No, she's a regular old woman. Like a regular lady. Like a, no, she's older than me. She's
okay.
probably 55,
okay.
60. But she's not like mystical.
Okay.
But she was she's like a professional. She works at like a big company. She's like a corporate person.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, I do that too. Like
she's
it's
like,
so
I
easy.
See demons every day. I work with them. Yeah. I work with them in my office.
She's like media is the media landscape is dying in an alarming light. She's like, oh, I go to my cabin and I just like have all these ghosts that live with me.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, you're a little scary, but she's like, don't be afraid. And I was like, okay, I won't be afraid. Because I was afraid for the longest time. Because
yeah.
there have been other things that have happened, which we'll get into. But so I went on the internet and like literally typed in like how to summon a djinn. And the instructions were fairly simple. It was just like, just say it out loud that like, come out, djinn, and stuff like that. And so I did. I was just like, if there's a djinn here, please come out. I need to see you. I'm not going to hurt you. I also don't want any favors.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want a relationship. I just want to know that you exist. Okay. And so nothing happened. Next day, chilling on my bed. Not sleeping, just chilling, reading. And like out of the corner of my eye, I see smoke billowing in a corner of my room where there's no radiator. There's nothing. It's a bookshelf. There can be nothing burning there unless it was on fire, which it wasn't because djinn are fireless. And I like look over and I see this ball of smoke and I'm like,
fuck.
Holy fucking shit. And then I was like a little bit scared. So I went under the covers and I got out again and it was gone. But the book that was being swirled on is called like How to Fall in Love with a Djinn. and like 100 other stories. And it's this book that I purchased. It's like I fell in love with something. It's a book of short stories about...
I never thought it would happen to me, but I fell in love with a djinn. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. And,
holy shit.
And then I was like, hey, Alex, I think we have a little bit of a problem here. She's like, what? I was like, there's definitely a djinn in this house.
A djinn-festation?
Hey!
So that was the first time where I was like, okay, there's a djinn. And then I kept seeing it in my house, all over the place. Djinn. The worst, the big bad thing that happened is that my mother-in-law was in our apartment. She doesn't know anything about the djinn. She doesn't know that the djinn exists. She doesn't know that the ghost exists.
Right.
She has no idea. And we're sitting on the couch with Alex, which is my wife, and my mother-in-law named Linda. And Linda looks in like from the couch into another room in her house. And she goes, what is that? And we're like, nothing. She's like, you guys don't have a cat, do you? And we're like, no. And she's like, oh, I see like a smoke in that room.
Shut up.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's just the djinn. That's just the ghost that lives here.
Did Alex know about the djinn at this point?
Alex knew, but she was like, it's not a djinn. It's not a ghost. She was like, mom, you're just seeing things. Like, she didn't believe it.
Even after her mom saw it.
Even after her mom saw it with no, you know, what's the word?
Like, you didn't put it into her head.
Yeah.
Yeah. She didn't. She had, it was clean. We were watching, like, we were watching a clean show.
Family program.
Watching family programming. Yeah. You know, we weren't watching Conjuring. We weren't watching Paranormal Activities.
Wow. Right.
And she's like, I saw. It's like smoke. There's like a smoky thing happening in the room that's so far away from where we were. Like, so that was the second thing. And Alex was like, nope, djinns don't, not real, not real. It's all in your head. So this is where the story gets interesting. I go to LA for like a week, come home, and Alex is like, I have to tell you something. She's like, what? She's like, the djinn grabbed my knee, squeezed it. And I was like, what do you mean it squeezed your knee? She's like, it was playful. It was a playful squeeze. I was laying in bed and I felt something grab my knee and squeeze it twice. And I'm 100% certain that it was the djinn. And she was like, but I didn't feel like I was afraid. I felt like it was a trickster, like a little prankster, which is what they do. They're just like, unless you start asking it for favors, then it will haunt you because it wants its favor back, aka a body in this realm.
Ugh.
So there is definitely a djinn living in our house. I see it all the time.
Jesus.
But then I called my mom and I was like, hey, I have a little bit of a problem. She was like, what'd you do? She was like expecting me to have, you know, like broken my nose. Which I did.
Okay.
Also.
Okay.
It's broken right now.
Oh.
But she's like, what'd you do? And I was like, I have been summoning a djinn. And she fucking started bawling.
Oh, no.
She was like, Kareem, don't do it. Don't do it. This is very bad. She's like, your grandmother knows this lady that got possessed by a djinn. This person knows this person. She's like, you must stop. You must stop right now. And I was like, I don't want to stop. You know?
But why don't you want to stop? I don't know. I mean,
I think it's cool.
Also, how have you been actively conjuring it? It sounds like you conjured it once.
And it just stays.
And now it's there.
Yeah, it's made itself known. So, like, I've tried to be like, come out, wherever you are. Oh. Doesn't work. It just kind of is around when it wants to be around.
Why aren't you scared?
Because I don't think it's going to hurt me. My rule is I won't ask for a favor.
But what if you accidentally?
what if you accidentally think it or something?
I can't. I don't know. I guess I'm willing to take the risk.
But why? Why do you think that that you know better than? I mean, centuries of Muslim people who have been who have been possessed or who have been killed or whatever.
Emily, that's a really good question. Great question. I'm gonna have to get back to. That's a really great question. I think I'll think on it for a little bit and figure it out. But, you know, okay, so I tried to stop. I did try to stop. Now I'm addicted, though. I'm like, I tried to stop, which is what my fucking mom said, actually.
It sounds like you should stop.
I can't.
Yeah,
she was sure like,
you
if
can.
You tried it, she was like, you have to try to stop.
Like, to stop means to send it away, or what's the stopping?
Well, because, yeah, if you... I did stop it for a little bit where I was like, I was like walking around my house being like, do not come around here anymore, Jin. I don't want you here. Please leave. And it stopped because they kind of are like vampires, I guess. Like they have to, you have to invite them in a little bit, because then it sees like a friend on the other side, which that's what I am. I'm its friend. And so when I was like, don't come back, it kind of listened to me and didn't. But then.
Then you're like, oh, I can't stay mad at you, Jin.
You get a little drunk. You say, come on back.
Like if you could be friends with an alien, would you?
I don't know. Maybe. But the thing is that there aren't centuries of stories about aliens and like where it's like, oh, if you befriend an alien, one day someone's going to die necessarily, you know?
I don't know. Like, I guess I just feel like I have to.
You think you're the exception to the rule?
No, I probably will end poorly. But life is exciting this way. I have a friend on the other side.
Everyone needs a little magic in their life. I understand.
And I would recommend that. I would highly recommend.
Yeah. 5 out of 5 would recommend.
Well, yeah, it's the friendship has thus far been pretty flirtatious. But like, we have, he tried or she squeezed my wife's knee, but I'm a little jealous. I am the one that brought it into the house, and all I've seen is smoke.
Don't ask her to squeeze your knee, because that's a favor.
That's true.
I'm concerned now, Kareem.
Don't be scared. I mean, what's the worst that can happen?
Death is the worst that can happen.
You feel in control, though.
I feel like I'm in control of the relationship.
Okay.
I'm the alpha in the relationship. You're the what dumb. Does bother me is that Jin see us constantly. Like they are in this house. They live here. There's a family of Jin probably living here. Mm-hmm. They have not made themselves known because they're good Jin. Right. They're not tricksters and pranksters.
But I read that Jin are all, they're neither good nor evil.
They're not.
They just exist.
But they're like us. It's like you're neither good nor evil, but you have the capacity to be good or evil, which is what Jin are. They have free will. Some of them are like, I'm going to follow the rules. I'm going to live in this house, but they'll never see me. And then others are like, let's play a little prank. Mm-hmm. Let's squeeze a knee. Mm-hmm. So that is kind of the extent of the Jin experience. Mm-hmm. I do also have what I think people call sleep paralysis, which I think is paranormal in a sense, especially the worst one I ever had, where I was sexually assaulted by a demon, like a devil sexually assaulted me.
Oh, fuck.
I was sleeping, and I've had sleep paralysis for probably 15 years. The first time, my bed was like rising and shaking, and I didn't know if it was a dream or not, and I woke up sweating in a pool of sweat.
The thing about sleep paralysis is that from what I've read, a lot of people experience the same things.
Yeah.
But that sounds like different from what a lot of other people, from the normal thing that people experience, which is they frequently experience a little thing, a little person sitting on their chest.
A little demon.
Yeah. A little demon. Or they experience like what Jamie, my husband, has seen, like a reaper type figure in the corner.
It's always like a black hooded.
A hooded figure.
Or like a hat. There's like a kind of, yeah.
That's scary. That's really scary.
Jamie has seen one before in the room that was like pointing at us. Yeah, which is very scary.
So he has sleep paralysis.
Okay. Yeah. He does, but he hasn't in a while. But the last time that he did when we were together, I think it's only happened once since we've been together, and it was in our old apartment, and it happened one time. And he told me about it in the middle of the night and then fell back asleep, and I was like, hold up.
Let's revisit.
Yeah.
Hold on a second, dog.
I'm going to need to wake you back up.
There's a reaper in the house? Excuse me. So I've had that for a long time, but then the worst one happened in conjunction with the Jin period.
Oh, it's happened. It happened recently.
It happened like 6 months ago, and I was being lit, like violently jacked off against my will. I was like, no, and it was like imagine jacking off like hard as fuck, like painfully, and I woke up. I felt like a victim of sexual assault. I woke up, I was like, I have to tell you something. I feel so shamed right now. I'm shameful because I was violently sexually assaulted by a djinn or a demon. And it felt real as hell, and my groin hurt.
Jesus.
And I had a huge boner. Just kidding. Just adding some comedic relief.
Did you see the thing that was jerking you off?
No, it was just like big hands that were
so
just.
You
like,
saw the hands.
No, I felt them.
You
They're
felt
huge.
Them. And did you see anything?
No, you it was more it. Of like it was more like I couldn't move really in my body,
and you just felt it.
I was just like, I was saying stop, and I woke up. I was sweating miserably, and I was exhausted. Like my body felt like it had been assaulted.
Like you'd been tensed up, and like adrenaline running through it, and
yeah. And I was just like so tired, and then but emotionally, it felt so real that I can only guess that it was real.
Wow. That feels like a sign maybe we should send the djinn away, huh?
Yeah. I mean,
oh my God.
What if it wasn't
the djinn? Was that the favor you asked?
What if it was my magician? It could have been a subconscious favor. I don't want to fuck a djinn.
No, that sounds terrible. I'm also, sorry that happened.
Yeah, I am sorry that happened.
If the djinn is getting the wrong impression, I'm assuming it's a guy. It did grab my wife's knee. Mm-hmm. It could be a woman. If it was a djinn man violently masturbating me, it makes no difference. I don't want a djinn woman or a djinn man.
I didn't know where that was going for a second.
You're like, I'm not homophobic.
I'm not
homophobic.
I'm
no homo, but
I'm open to whatever people want to do.
I don't want demon sex.
I mean, that's fair.
I have a friend that tried to conjure a succubus. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I've heard that before, I think in the context of South Park. Can you tell me?
All I know is it's like, if you're really horny, you can conjure a succubus, which will suck you off, but then it kills you.
It's like, yeah, it's like a sex demon.
So wait, your friend conjured one?
He tried. Why? He said he didn't work.
Y'all,
people get bored.
What's wrong with you and your friends?
Go to the library, guys. Yeah. What are you doing? Play a board game.
Well, there's another time I actually did get possessed.
Okay.
And there's a proof.
When was that?
This was before the djinn.
But this like, was, again, in the last year?
This was in December of last year. So almost exactly 1 year ago in Japan. And me and my wife were in Japan, and we got to Kyoto, which is a historic Japanese city.
Yeah.
That used to be the capital.
I had a haunted experience in Kyoto too, actually. Sorry, go on.
Booyah.
Sorry, Lillian.
Huge brags from you guys here, okay?
Wait,
big flex.
Lillian, are you part of this club?
No, I have never been to Japan, guys. Okay, oh, sorry.
No, the djinn club, or like the ghost club.
No.
No ghosts.
Not maybe.
Well, I thought you had never had a ghost experience.
Well, I'll tell you about it in a second. It's not like a confirmed.
You lied to me. You lied to me before we started this podcast.
I didn't.
I have an unconfirmed ghost experience.
What is unconfirmed? It's either... is or not.
Listen, you tell us your
story.
Yeah, this
is about
you,
my friend. Okay. Later.
This is like therapy. I've never talked to my therapist about this.
Really?
No.
You should.
My therapist believes in ghosts.
Yeah.
Really?
My therapist's father can see the future and stuff.
That's sick.
She's Taiwanese, though, so.
Her father.
That's a valuable therapist to have.
I know.
Her father's not working alone.
Yeah, she's not like, what did your father do to you that makes you now have these delusions? She's like, no, I believe in ghosts.
You should ask if her father has spoken to a djinn.
I will.
He's getting help from someone. You don't just see the future at all. There's help involved.
Right.
So we're in Kyoto, and I immediately, the minute we get off the train, I'm like, this place is fucking haunted as a motherfucker. Like, I immediately
felt it.
Yeah. I was like, this is spirit city here.
Mm-hmm.
Party city. It's. I don't remember what day it was. It was like New Year's. The day after New Year's, or maybe it's the day after Christmas, or the day before Christmas. Special time.
Mm-hmm.
Go to this hotel, fall asleep. It's a tiny, tiny hotel. It's pitch black. And I fall asleep, and then I open my eyes, and there's a tiny light, like, in the ceiling. And I'm like, that's weird. Why is there a light in the ceiling? Because the lights are all off, except for this, like, yellow light.
Like, how big was it?
It was tiny. It was like...
like a pinprick?
Like, no, not that small. Like, if you do the symbol of okay,
yep,
it was half that size.
Okay.
It's like
half
an okay
fake
with...
white power.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like if you put your index finger inside your thumb.
Got it.
But then it started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I was like, oh... that's what I was saying. Just like that. I was like, oh... like, I thought I opened a hole in the universe And I was like, good God, we got to get out of here. So I like shook Alex awake and I was like, do you see that? Do you see that? She's like, no. I'm like, there's a fucking light. It's getting bigger and bigger. And she's like, turn the lights on. So I get up and I turn the lights on and I'm like, and then I was really confused. I was like, are we awake or am I asleep? Is this real?
Oh.
I started freaking out because I thought I was stuck in sleep paralysis because I have these ones where it's a loop. It's called a looping. I don't know. It's called a loop where you like wake up and then you're actually not awake.
Right.
And then you wake up again and you just, and that's happened to me hundreds of times. And then I wake up finally and I'm like, oh, thank God I'm actually here. And then boop, I'm still stuck in it.
No.
And so I was like, tell me right now, is this real? Is this real? She's like, yes, it's real. And then she's like, what's wrong with your eyes? And I'm like, what do you mean what's wrong with your eyes? She's like, your pupils, you don't have pupils. They're black. And then I was like, okay, this is not real. I'm stuck in a dream and now you're fucking with me in the dream. Like, this is my worst self being evil to my, like, self-sabotage. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I was very confused and I started like, this is a tiny room the size of a closet and I'm a big guy. So I start running around the room kind of like a bull in a china shop.
Yeah. If you will.
If you will. And then she starts getting scared because my pupils are non-existent. I have black eyes.
And you're running around like a ball.
Running around the room. And she started getting scared that I was going to hurt her. And then this whole time, I was just afraid that I was stuck in a dream and unable to get out. And then she's like in the bathroom and I'm like, please turn the lights on. And she opened the window and I freaked out. Because I thought that I was unable to communicate. Because I was like, please turn the lights on. And then imagine you were like, hey, can you get me a coffee? And then someone walked over and gave you like a cake.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, ah!
I don't think I would react to that.
Well, moment of panic,
yeah, sure,
I was like, fuck! Like, yeah. Where am I? Like, the universe is opening. My eyes are black. I can't communicate with my wife. I'm stuck in Kyoto. I don't know what to do. And I was like, please soothe me. Just like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, please soothe me. She was like, no, you're scaring me. And I was like, and then I started like really crying because I was like, I'm asking for help and you're being mean to me. So it even led me to believe even further that I was in some sort of weird twilight zone where like everything I said, the opposite would happen. That's what kept happening. I would say, turn on the light. She'd open the window. I'd say, please soothe me. And she'd be like, fuck you.
Yeah.
You possess a demon. And then so she was like, go outside. And I was like, this is crazy. Who says go outside to a possessed person? And I was like, I'm not going outside. She's like, go outside right now. And I was like, go make sure it's real. And I was like, okay, fine. And so like I walked through this hotel in my boxers and slippers and a robe in the middle of winter,
mm-hmm.
walked through the lobby and outside into the streets of Kyoto, where it was snowing. and then at that moment, I was like,
it's real.
I'm in real life. I'm not possessed anymore. By the time I got back inside, my eyes were
normal. Fuck.
I don't know what that was.
What's your wife's like reaction to all that? Like, was she just like, that was really scary?
Yeah. She was like, I think you were stuck in like a weird sleep state. Or you were possessed.
Hmm.
So
it doesn't sound to me like what you typically think of with possession, though, because normally when you're possessed, you're not conscious. You know, it's like something's taken over your body, and they're like seeing through your eyes.
But half possession, right. Mm-hmm. Like maybe it was
trying.
It was trying to go all the way.
Right.
I don't know why my eyes got black. I feel like
that is scary. I would be scared.
And I looked in the mirror, and they were. Yeah. And I was panicking. I was spiraling out of control. So that's the Kyoto incident. And then there's another one that happened in Cairo.
Damn, dude, you're haunted
as hell.
Haunted.
Wait, do you want to hear my Kyoto incident?
Yeah.
It's very briefly, me and Meryl stayed at a...
Streep?
Me and Meryl Streep. She was there for a role. We stayed at a little Airbnb that we found, and it was this really old house. They have these, I don't know what to call them. They kind of are like little row houses, like they're all attached in Kyoto. And it was down this, like, there's all these little alleyways that have all these little houses. So we stayed in this old ass house that I think was advertised as being like historic. And it had a dirt floor, but then there was like a raised platform where the first kind of floor was. And then there's these really steep kind of ladder stairs to go up to the second floor. And which, like, part of it looked out on the first floor. And it was like just this like wooden kind of, you know, platform that you're on. And there were like five beds in it, but it was just me and Meryl staying there. And there was a little like desk in the corner, like a child's desk in the corner. And like one night we were laying there and we were just like chatting before sleep, and the desk moved and we heard it scrape on the floor. And then Meryl fell asleep and I was like,
oh my God.
100% a ghost.
Yeah, but that was it. And that nothing else happened except that I was terrified.
Well, what's unconfirmed about that? Sounds like it was.
Yeah,
certainly...
I mean, it's unconfirmed, I guess, because I didn't see anything and nothing else happened. But yes, we heard the desk scrape, and I was just like, no. And then we watched, you know, the Amy Sedaris at home show cause, to try to make
scare
me not
yourself
scared.
More.
Yeah. It's a great show.
Oh, she's Amy Sedaris. I thought you said Amy Schumer for a second.
No.
And I was like, that sounds bad.
No,
but Amy Sedaris is good. Yes.
Anyway, that's my Kyoto experience. So anyway. What's your Cairo experience?
This one's really scary.
Okay.
I don't like this one.
Okay.
I can talk about it.
Great.
So it's 20, not even 20 yet. I think it's 2009, 2009,
mm-hmm.
or 2010. Mm-hmm. And I was in Cairo, which I had mentioned is where I'm from. This is really when I was like not super into ghosts or the supernatural. This is probably the first time, well, there's another time when I was a kid, but this is the first time as an adult where I was like, this is fucking crazy. And I'm in this old, my friend owned this hotel, very old hotel by the pyramids. You can see the pyramids from, wow, from the view. And he lived in it. He lived on the top floor. He was like Paris Hilton.
I don't think that's like Paris Hilton at all.
She didn't live in hotels.
Well,
she
maybe.
Probably could live wherever she wanted.
They owned the hotel, and like the family lived on the top floor.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
Like in an apartment that was huge and sick, and you could see the pyramids. And I was sleeping in the hotel because we would just like be out, and then it'd be like everyone could just sleep in rooms at the hotel.
Right.
And we were young, and so we went to the room. It was me and these two other girls and their friends. And we were all like laying on the couch or laying on the beds and talking about God and is God real? And like, you know, the thing that you
sure,
do.
Sure.
You know, have that conversation.
Classic early 20s discussions that you have.
Yeah, exactly. It was perfectly classic. And the existence of this and that and the universe and blah, blah, blah. You know, never ending conversations.
Sure.
And then somebody's like, I don't believe in God. And literally the lights in the room started flickering and then the door started banging and the entire room, it felt like an earthquake. And it happened for like 10 seconds. And me and these two girls were like, ah, and screaming. And then it just abruptly came to a halt. And we were just laying in bed. One of them was definitely crying. Fuck. The other one was weeping. I was in the corner getting jerked off by a demon. No, I was just like, fuck, like, what is going on? Because I was a tourist in my birth country.
Mm-hmm.
So I opened the door. Nothing. No one. Nothing happened again. Ask everyone that was at the hotel. Did you feel that? Blah, blah, blah. Nothing. No one felt it. No one had it. No lights flickered in any other rooms. No rumbling. That was it.
Jesus.
And I think it was a weird, like, probably a djinn. I don't know if djinn can do that.
Hmm. I mean, it sounds like it could be a mischievous entity, because probably God did not hear you say that and then go, well, I'll show them.
Yeah.
That's classic old school God, I think,
to
be like,
Testament
okay,
God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like new school God is like, you know what? I'm old.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
watching my stories. You know what? I'm not worried about some dumb like 20-year-old, you know, in a hotel, like smoking a clove and talking about whether or not I exist.
Sure.
But I could see a djinn being like,
Yeah. You know? It was fucking intense. It felt like an earthquake. And the door was banging so loud and the lights were flickering so quickly that, I mean, it's weird. It just happened and then it stopped.
Were you guys like fucked up at all?
No. Yeah. We may have smoked some hash, but we weren't like totally messed up, dude. Right.
I mean, I assume that you'd have to be a little bit to be talking about God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you don't just have that conversation. Yeah. Hey, guys, what are you doing? Want to talk about OTG? Yeah. Old Testament God?
Little Yahweh.
I like the difference between OTG.
Yeah, I like that.
An OTG is more like, let's send in a Jesus.
Let's send. Yeah, Old Testament God was a lot pettier, you know, a lot thinner skinned than New School God, NSG, who is more just passive and just like whatever, they can think what they want. They'll see when they die.
Less miracles.
Yeah.
OTG less felt smiting. Like he had to prove. Yeah. Now it's like, I guess there's enough believers that he's just like,
whatever.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
I'm up here.
You know what, babe?
Take it or leave
maybe
it.
Maybe it's not for you then.
Yeah.
Maybe heaven's not for you.
Oh
God. Let's not get into that.
Wow, that's wild.
That is wild.
That's the extent of my ghost stories, except for the time that I saw them when I was a kid.
Well, what's that? let's get them all out on the table.
Let's get them all out. I was like in my backyard. Or no, I was in my house looking in my backyard. And there was like this lamp post because we lived on a dead end. There was this lamp post and it was like flickering. And then all of a sudden, I could only describe them as like angels or fairies. Mm-hmm. But they were bigger than fairies, smaller than angels.
Okay.
Just flying around. They were huge around the lamppost. And for the longest time, I thought it was a figment of my imagination. It might be.
And I've never been proven otherwise. So. Yeah.
I didn't ask my mom. I should ask my mom. But I can't ask my mom.
How old were you?
She gets mad. Seven to ten, okay. Something like that.
Okay, prime.
I can't talk to my mom about this.
Yeah, well, she sounds like a sensible lady. She's like, Kareem, stop messing with the djinn. I mean,
she's scared.
It sounds scary. It sounds like a gift of the magi.
I want to send you to our friend Jillian and see what she says about all this.
Yeah,
is she a medium?
She does cranial sacral stuff, and she's a medium.
I've never done any of those things. I've never also, except for this crazy old lady. Just kidding, she's not crazy. This woman that told me that I should pursue it.
Yeah,
I should open it, open the realm.
She sees like spiritual attachments and stuff.
Oh, that's sick. Let's go.
I think you guys should be linked up
next episode.
You guys should come in together.
A visit. No, let's visit her.
Yeah, that would be cool.
The spirit doctor.
She was our first interview because she's like our authority.
That's sick.
Yeah,
she's the one that gives us the advice on how we proceed because we are bulls in china shops
of the spiritual world
of ghost investigators.
Yeah. Also, we should say, this is just real quick, someone said that she was being bigoted because she called everything gay in our interview with Jillian. Jillian is gay. So yeah. They're like, I can't believe she was calling this stuff gay.
That person
and she's like,
deleted that review.
Well, Jillian, our spirit guide, is gay. Yeah. So thanks, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
I mean, you'd have to be. You know? you know, she's in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, wow, thanks. This was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now I'm scared to come over to your apartment.
It sounds like you don't have a reason. It sounds like just a trickster.
I might get squeezed.
Just a little friend.
Yeah.
But now that you've conjured this djinn, can anybody communicate with them? Because now they're just around.
Alex and my mom both saw it.
Yeah.
So that's, I feel like it's not mine anymore.
Right.
Like, if they're seeing it.
Maybe it never was.
God, here we go again. Another thing that I bring into this universe that just gets taken away.
Like, nothing's ever mine.
Nothing's ever mine.
Jeez.
I felt special, but now everyone else is seeing it. And it's kind of a trifling ass bitch.
Yeah. It sounds like this djinn is like playing to your vanity a little bit. Like it sounds like you want to, like it could at least.
I got to get some advice. Do you think I should?
Send it away.
No, I was going to say ask it for a favor.
Do not ask it for a favor.
I wouldn't.
No.
What if it was something as simple as like, listen, make this glass of water float.
No.
Because that's chill.
Don't do it.
What if I was
do
a
not
magician?
Do. It's what
if
gonna I became kill somebody. A magician? No.
It's not gonna kill anybody but me.
No. Kareem, no. Don't ask it for a favor. That's the thing you promised that you weren't gonna do.
But after talking about all this now, I kind of
no,
feel like
no, I think it's I weaving itself this... into your brain and telling you to
yeah,
do
yeah,
don't
this. You think
don't
that's
think
maybe
it's...
what it's done, like what jinn have done to people for centuries is that they
Lillian
manipulate
just
them?
Her head at me. She's just shaking her head.
Kareem, yeah, that's what they you do. Have a wife to think about and friends who care about you.
Ain't got no kids.
Okay.
My wife's good looking. She'll be fine.
Sound off in the comments if you think that Kareem should ruin his life or not. Yeah. So,
yeah. I don't know.
The answer is no.
The answer is always no. Don't Absolutely. Say anything.
What would you avoid me if I did? It would be like Final Destination.
I don't know if I would avoid you, but I don't think that you should. I think
okay,
you
so
should.
Two votes.
Your mom also votes no.
Three votes.
Probably your wife votes no.
That's four.
Yeah.
Versus one. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to need, definitely need people
Sound
listening
off
to this.
In the comments.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Oh my God. Any last words?
It's pretty easy. Just Google how to conjure a djinn.
No. Jesus.
I don't recommend getting violently sexually assaulted by one. That was the low point. Yeah. I'm going to say that it wasn't the djinn.
Okay.
Okay.
That was a different thing.
Putting a lot of faith in this djinn.
Yeah.
The djinn's harmless.
That you don't know.
Haven't you ever seen the movie Aladdin?
I okay. love Robin Williams and all of his work.
Yes. So good.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Robin Williams. She said it squeezed her knee. And I love Robin Williams. Sure. So like maybe that's a she said it squeezed her knee and ran away.
In that case I would say yes, definitely ask Robbie for a favor.
No.
Okay, just kidding. That's not a joke. Okay.
Well, this has been
yeah,
goes to show you. Check out Kareem's podcast. It's called You People, right?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with ghosts.
No.
So,
but
yeah.
Good conversations.
Yeah, just, if you want a break good... from ghost content, head over there.
Head over there and then head right back.
And then
okay.
come on back, babe.
Come on back.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Ghosts to Show You is created and written by Emily Panic and Lillian Devane. The podcast is edited by Emily Panic. Our original theme song is by LP, and our artwork is by Paco Park. If you like the podcast, please rate and subscribe. And if you don't, then don't. Follow us on Instagram @ghosts to show you. Thanks again for listening. See you next time.